This recording, Philippines 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah was warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, I'm 26 years old, and I live in Imus, Cavite. I went to local schools when I was in... I got my primary education in the local school, my secondary education, as well as my degree, or would have been degree, at a university. At the university, I studied AB psychology because I've always been fascinated with people. But somewhere in the course of my studying, I changed my mind. I got out of school and started my first job in what is known to most as the business process outsourcing industry, or the BPO. Growing up, I did not come from a household that spoke English. My parents did not. It was not a medium of communication. It was not how I did not talk in English with my friends in the neighborhood or my friends in school. In school, of course, the medium for learning was in English, but outside the classroom, English would stop there. English would stop in the classroom, but outside we would still converse in Tagalog. But I guess it's the work experience. It's generally the work experience that gave me this, what do you call it? It's sort of the grasp of the language.
Yeah, the grasp.
Well, simply because the different jobs that I've had required it. So this is how I talk now. This is how I'm comfortable conversing. I guess you could say this is my accent, whatever it is. And yes, there.
Isa, dalawa, tatlo, apat, lima, anim, pito, walo, siyam, sampu. Pagbibilang sa Tagalog. Ako ay may lobo. Lumipad sa langit, hindi ko na nakita. Pumutok na pala. Nasayang lang ang pera na ipinambili ng lobo. Sa pagkain sana, nabusog pa ako.